Good morning. The Medrash tells us at the beginning of the parsha, the Medrash says that Rabbi Akiva was one time sitting with his Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva was teaching his Talmidim, and as Rabbi Akiva was giving over his shir to the Talmidim started falling asleep. Rabbi Akiva saw the Talmidim were falling asleep. He wanted to wake them up. So Rabbi Akiva had a very good eitzah. He figured instead of just, you know, making noise and waking them up, he's going to say something which is totally irrelevant and unrelated to the topic he was talking about. And in the middle, everybody would wake up. Everybody would be shocked. He was talking about and Tum of Atayra, and all of a sudden he brought up a topic that was no shaykhis what he was discussing. Everybody suddenly woke up. They heard names and topics that they weren't in the middle of schmoozing about. Everybody woke up and was this error. And the Medrash tells us what Rabbi Akiva decide he should speak about in order to wake everybody up. Rabbi Akiva asked the following question: why was Esther Amalka Zoycha to be the queen over 127 countries? Right, we know Esther Amalka, the beginning of Megillas Esther. Esther Achashverosh was the king over 127 nations, and Esther Amalka eventually became the queen. Why was Esther Amalka Zoycha to 127 nations? Obviously, everybody gets shaken up. What's talking about Esther Amalka? It's the middle of the year. No sheiches to Purim. Zecher B'Akiva, since she had a grandmother named Sari Imenu lived for 127 years. Yichai Yisrael, like it says at the beginning of the parsha. Therefore, she lived 127 years. Memelo b'schus Sari Imenu, Esther Amalka was Zoycha to rule over 127 nations. What sheiches? Right, there's a lot of things. Obviously, there was no sheiches. That's why Rabbi Akiva said it in order to wake people up. Why did Rabbi Akiva specifically pick this example? He could have said anything. He could have spoken about Achashverosh. He could have spoken about anything to do with Purim, Chanukah, Tu B'Shvat, Tisha B'Av. Could have spoken about anything to wake people up. Why did Rabbi Akiva specifically pick this example of Esther Malka and Sari Imenu? And second of all, what sheiches taka between Sari Malka and Esther Imenu? Fine, they're both 127. Esther Malka taka was ruler of 127 nations. Sari Imenu lived for 127 years. But Rabbi Akiva didn't explain what's the connection between Sari Imenu and Esther Malka. They're both 127, but what's the schus? What schus did Sari give over to Esther Malka that allowed Esther Malka to be queen over 127 nations? Zakte Chedushim, an unbelievable pshat. Rabbi Akiva wasn't talking to a room full of people, of Talmidim that were sleeping physically. Of course, Rabbi Akiva was able to give a shir that was engaging enough and interesting enough that everybody stayed awake the whole time, without a question. Rabbi Akiva was talking to a room full of people that were sleeping spiritually. And Rabbi Akiva was at the Zman of the Churban, and Rabbi Akiva was talking to his Talmidim, and his Talmidim were going through tremendous Churban. Right, whether it was Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim before Rabbi Akiva went through his Talmidim dying. This was after, it's not clear exactly in the Medrash when this was, but either way, Rabbi Akiva was living through the Zman of the Churban by Churban Beis HaMikdash. And his Talmidim were sitting there and they were sleeping spiritually. His Talmidim had fallen asleep and they said, okay, we're in a place of Astara, we're in a place of Golas, we're in a place where we're far away from the world of the Beis HaMikdash that we once knew. And Memela, we don't have the ability to be able to stand up and to be able to retain the same kaiches that we once had, to be able to stay connected to the Rabban Hashem in that place of Galus. Zakr B'Akiva, how did B'Akiva wake up his Talmidim? How did B'Akiva ensure that even in that place of Galus, even when there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, his Talmidim will be able to stay connected? B'Akiva said, you have to look at Esther Amalka and Sari Imenu. Zakr B'Akiva, what Esther Amalka go through? Esther Amalka also went through the greatest Astara. The Gemara says, Esther Manatar Minayan, Manoichi Haster Astar Espanai. Esther Amalka's whole Metzias was Metzias of Astara. Her name means Astara, and what she went through in her own life, taken from Beis Mordechai to Beis Achashverosh, to be taken as the husband of Achashverosh, was the greatest Astara. How did Esther Amalka remain? How did Esther Amalka retain the Kedusha of Esther Amalka? How is Esther Amalka Zeichet to be the Malka? Because you look back at Sari Imenu, and you look back at what the Rashi tells us on this week's parsha about Sari Imenu. Shnei Chai Yisora, Rashi says, Kulam Shavam L'Toiva. That Sari Imenu lived 127 years. Kulan Shavon L'Toiva. Frekt Esther Amalka. Kulan Shavon L'Toiva. Sari Imenu did not live a life that was all good. Most of her life she waited for a child. She finally had the child. She had Yishmael and Hagar. She went through a tremendous amount of difficulties. Right? We know that Lech Lecha was a Nesayin of Avraham Avinu, but Sari Imenu was taken also along with that Nesayin of Lech Lecha. She went through some of the Nesayinus with Avraham Avinu. Eventually she died because of the Pachad of Akedis Yitzchak. Sari Imenu did not live a life of Kulam Shavon L'Toiva. What Rashi mean when Rashi says Kulam Shavon L'Toiva? Zakt Esther Malka. Esther Malka understood that when Rashi said Kulam Shavon L'Toiva, it doesn't mean that she lived a life where everything was perfect. Kulam Shavon L'Toiva meant that even though Sari Imenu lived with challenges and difficulties, Sari Imenu was able to rise above and say, B'dafke, even though I'm in the place of Astara, I'm able to utilize and capitalize on the challenges and difficulties that I'm going through, and I'm still able to remain connected to Hashem. And Mimela, the Rabban Hashem is able to be made on Sari, that when she died after 127 years, Kul and Shavon L'Toiva, they were all good. There was difficulties, there were challenges, but Sari Imenu knew how to utilize all of the challenges in her life and use them for Toiv. Zakt Esther Amalka, I'm also going through Astara. I'm also going through a challenge. We're going through Astara Shabbatoich Astar, Vanechi Hastar Astar. It's a double Hastara. But Esther Malka said, if Sari Imenu was able to stand up to her challenges and to rise to the challenge and to become big and die with that lashon of kul neshavim l'toivah, Esther Malka said, I'm going to do the same thing. And Memela Esther Malka was zeicha to become the queen, to be called Esther Malka, to withstand the nesayin of being a Beis HaChashverosh, because she learned from Sari Imenu. The same way Sari Imenu lived 127 years with challenges and difficulties, but kul neshavim l'toivah, Esther Malka said, I'm going to take that same midah, and I'm going to utilize and also live a life of kul neshavim l'toivah, regardless of how difficult life becomes, regardless of how dark the hastara is, regardless of how much I feel like keli keli lama zavtani, Esther Malka said, I'm going to remain connected to Hashem even in the darkness, and mevela I'm also be zeicha to that bechin of kul neshavim l'toivah. Zakti chedushim, that's where Rekiva woke up his talmidim. He told the talmidim, yeah, you're falling asleep. We're in a galus. It's challenging. We're churban beis hamikdash. We're about to be stuck in this galus for the next 2,000 years. But that doesn't mean that a person needs to fall asleep. When a person goes through difficulties and challenges, when a person faces a churban in their own life, a person has to rise to the challenge and know how to utilize that in order to stay connected to the Rabbanu Shem despite or perhaps because of the challenge. And that's where Rabbi Kiva woke up his talmidim when they were sleeping spiritually. I was just now in Eretz Yisrael. I was talking to a friend of mine. I was walking to the Kaisa late Matzah Shabbos, maybe 2-3 in the morning. Walking to the Kaisa with someone that I know pretty well. And he's telling me about a certain difficult, challenging tkufa that his family is going through over the past year and a half, 2 years. One of his siblings, very, very difficult tkufa. And he told me, he said, if I can look back and I can honestly say that the growth that I had over the past 2 years is Ein L'Shayer. He said, it's a Malam and a Tava. I had serious growth, and my relationship with Hashem is much more serious. My relationship with Torah is much more serious. Everything in my life became on an elevated plane. He said, I don't know if that I would have chosen the Nisayan had I been asked to choose the Nisayan. But he said, now that I can look back in hindsight, and they're still dealing with the challenge, but I can look back and recognize that the challenge, I was able to utilize the challenge to become great. He said, now I'm able to see that, yeah, it was a Hastar, it was a challenge, it was a Churban, but even within that Churban, he was able to rise above and be able to utilize that to become kul neshavim l'toivah. And that's the avoda that Sari Imenu, Esther Malka, Rabbi Kiva teaches us. Rabbi Kiva is the whole inyan of Rabbi Kiva is Akiva Nechemtani, like we know from the Gemara at the end of Makkos. The whole inyan of Rabbi Kiva is that when he sees a Hastara, when he sees that everything looks dark and everything looks like it's bleak and everything's terrible, Rabbi Kiva says there's an aspect of Ar that a person's able to uncover within the Chayshach. A person's able to find that ability to be able to rise above, to be able to use it as kul neshavim l'toivah, to say it's challenging, it's hard, it's difficult, and there's a Hastara, but afal pi kan, a person's able to rise above and become a Melech, become a Malka, be able to rise to the challenge, be able to utilize those challenges to the Taiva. Hashem should help us that we shouldn't find ourselves ever in Hastara. We do find ourselves in Churban Beis HaMikdash, whatever that means in our own life. We should be able to utilize it properly, not to fall asleep and say, okay, this is my matziv, I'm just stuck in a place of Hastara, but to be able to rise above and utilize those to become closer to Hashem.